There's a global plan to phase away from fossil fuel. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Energy Agency is seen as the world's most authoritative body of energy analysts. The agency's annual report is out with an aggressive plan for countries to move toward more renewable energy. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst is here. I see urgency from the IEA.
That's right. You know, for a long time, the IEA was criticized for underestimating the impact of global warming. In this report, it finds that the world is, in fact, headed towards global warming levels higher than the Paris Agreement's most aggressive limit.
All right, so what's the plan here?
Scientists and activists have for years been demanding a net zero approach, which means by the middle of the century, let's completely eliminate emissions. And what the report lays out is that's going to take personal and aggressive decision-making, behavioral changes. By 2030, 75% of global electricity will have to come from low-carbon sources, and developing nations will have to cut down their dependence too.
What's the price tag for this?
It's not going to be cheap. The agency says getting fossil fuels out of the energy system will cost 25% more than the $54 trillion the world is already expected to invest over the next two decades. But there is a growing consensus that from drought to wildfires, not making those cuts is going to come at an incredibly steep cost.
Jasmine Garst live there. Part of my team's Economy Reimagined special report features MacArthur Genius Grant recipient Saul Griffith talking about a way to decarbonize the U.S. economy in just 15 years without major behavioral changes. There's little progress to report on a new round of pandemic relief from Washington. 25 million Americans still on unemployment, and coronavirus infections are flaring in many areas. Yet, there's news that optimism among small businesses is up sharply. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the data and an explanation.
Yeah, it's not a data glitch or a mistake. The National Federation of Independent Business's Optimism Index, which tanked in the spring, has now rebounded to the level it hit before the pandemic. Here's NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg.
A lot of good things have been happening in a lot of parts of the country. We're opening the economy up. People are going back to work, and sales have been definitely rising.
Now, NFIB's membership is concentrated in small towns and cities and in industries that have rebounded the fastest, like manufacturing and construction. Fewer of them are the kinds of small service businesses, like restaurants and retail shops, that accountant Paul Peterson serves in New York and New Jersey.
In a lot of our conversations with clients recently, it's been almost a sense of gloom.
A national survey by Peterson's accounting firm found that 10% of small businesses have already shut down and another 5% plan to in coming months. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Dow future is down 129 points, 0.5% now, while the Nasdaq future, other way, up sharply, 1.2%. Crude oil in New York up 2% and back over $40 a barrel. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin bounce around in value like crude oil or other commodities. Meanwhile, big global players are trying to come up with a digital currency that does not bounce around, what's called a stable coin. Facebook has been pushing for approval for a stable coin it calls Libra. Today, a group of central banks agreed to work together to regulate digital currencies so they don't become money laundering on a stick for criminals.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Just what the shorter days of 2020 need is something else to be frightened by. But even during pandemic, the Halloween haunted house survives with modifications. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports there will be no screaming in anyone's face.
That's not to say there won't be screaming.
Get the clap!
At Nashville Nightmare, a classroom door swings open in its haunted high school attraction. An actor mouths the words to a pre-taped track he plays as people pass. Owner Brad Webb says he took the idea from Universal Studios, and he kind of likes it. No one's losing their voice.
The actor's not screaming. Their head's not hurting. It's actually really good.
Webb's on a walkthrough with Nashville's health director, Dr. Michael Caldwell. The city had requested modifications, lose all the curtains, push through doors, and creeping vines hanging from the ceiling.
You've removed anything that people would normally touch.
Absolutely.
Webb is keeping groups small, but he also cut the number of actors by half, helping him keep ticket prices around $30. He's also keeping contact info in case it's needed for contact tracing. And he tells Caldwell they overhauled a new exhibit entirely.
And one of them was going to be a virus-type theme. We scratched that.
Thank you for thinking of our emotional health.
But ultimately, Caldwell says attractions like a haunted house could be good for well-being. That's why he found a way for a handful of them to open under local health orders. He decided to consider them museums, which can currently operate at half capacity.
They don't want to be viewed as a museum unless it's a haunted museum, but I mean, I think that's exactly what it is.
Around the country, haunted houses are finding ways to work hand sanitizer stations seamlessly into their themes. They're taking cues from the country's largest theme parks, which reopened over the summer in Florida. Dr. Marissa Levine is a public health specialist at the University of South Florida and says entertainment can't be locked down indefinitely.
Part of that is to figure out how we can be socially connected and what are those activities that will keep us mentally well but protect us physically as much as possible.
Still, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ranks indoor haunted houses as one of the riskier Halloween activities this year. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And a related marketplace supply and demand problem for us to solve. How in the world do we figure out how much candy to buy for trick-or-treaters this year? None? Little? A ton? Because maybe the kiddies have been cooped up? Tweet me at David Brancaccio if you want to suggest a system to manage our little candy supply chains. I can't figure it out. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.